Srila Prabhupada's purport to the second verse, Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha shadbir bhaktir vinashyati. Human life is meant for plain living and high thinking. Since all conditioned living beings are under the control of the Lord's third energy, which is third energy? Bahiranga Shakti. Marginal ni. The material living beings are under the control of the Bahiranga Shakti, conditioned living entities. This material world is designed so that one is obliged to work. Can you think of some verse? Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jata tishta tyakarma krit karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Where is sarva prakriti jair gunaihi indicated in this line? The material world is designed so that one is obliged, or Lord's third energy. So the design is in the form of vasanas. So everyone, not even for a moment. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has three primary energies or potencies. The first is called the Antaranga Shakti or the internal potency. Second is Tatastha Shakti or marginal potency. The third is called Bahiranga Shakti or external potency. The living entities constitute the marginal potency and they are situated between the internal and external potencies. Being subordinate as eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Jivatmas or the atomic living entities must remain under the control of either the internal or external potency. Somewhere, just like in a beach, that portion is either under water or land, Tatastha region. When they are under the control of the internal potency, they display their natural constitutional activity, namely constant engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. The word Mahatma refers to those who are broad minded, not crippled minded. Crippled-minded persons always engaged in satisfying their senses, sometimes expand their activities in order to do good for others through some ism like nationalism, humanitarianism or altruism. They may reject personal sense gratification for the sense gratification of others like the family, members, community or society, either national or international. Actually, all these activities are extended sense gratification from personal to communal to social. These activities may all be very good for the material point, from the material point of view, but they have no spiritual value. The basis of such activities is sense gratification, either personal or extended. Only when a person gratifies the senses of the Supreme Lord can he be called a Mahatma or broad-minded person. So Prabhupada is poking Gandhiji. Because he says, only a person who gratifies the senses of the Supreme Lord can be called a Mahatma or broad-minded. In the above quoted verse from Bhagavad Gita, the words daivim prakritim refer to the control of the internal potency or pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This pleasure potency is manifested as Srimati Radharani or her expansion Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. When the individual jiva souls are under the control of the internal energy, their only engagement is the satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu. Why is Prabhupada writing all these things?
These things are of no value if they are under external energy. Then Prabhupada writing all those things in this material.
Yeah. So when we are not under the internal energy, when we are under the external energy, then it is symptomatized by these six symptoms. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. So these symptoms are symptoms of acting under the influence of external energy. If one is not a Mahatma, he is a Duratma or a crippled-minded person. Such mentally crippled Duratmas are put under the control of the Lord's external potency, Mahamaya. Indeed, all living entities within this material world are under the control of Mahamaya, whose business is to subject them to the influence of the threefold miseries, the Adi Daivik Kleshas, Adi Bhautik Kleshas and Adhyatmik Kleshas. Daiva Bhutatma Hetava. Which verse? Which canto? Is it 11th canto? No, Daiva Bhutatma Hetava. Anandimai Kedre? The conditioned soul subject to these three miseries by the control of the external energy suffer various difficulties. ये मैंने सुना है दैव भूतात्म है तब अब याद नहीं आ रहा है फर्स्ट कैंटो अच्छा द मेन प्रॉब्लम कन्फ्रंटिंग द कंडीशन सोल्स इज द रेपिटेशन ऑफ बर्थ ओल्ड एज डिजीज एंड डेथ इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वन हैज टू वर्क फॉर द मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द बॉडी एंड सोल बट हाउ कैन वन परफॉर्म सच वर्क इन अ वे दैट इज फेवरेबल फॉर द एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वर्क तो सबको करना ही है पर हाउ टू वर्क इन सच अ वे सो हाउ कैन यू वर्क इन सच अ वे दैट इट इज फेवरेबल फॉर एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एवरी वन रिक्वायर्स पोसेशन सच एज फूड ग्रेन्स क्लोदिंग मनी एंड अदर थिंग्स नेसेसरी फॉर द मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द बॉडी बट वन शुड नॉट कलेक्ट मोर देन नेसेसरी फॉर His actual basic needs. So Prabhupada is telling, now he is introducing. Under the influence of the external energy, you will naturally be inspired to act in a way that is not favorable for Krishna consciousness. But now that you have received the faith of Krishna consciousness, consciously try to avoid acting based on the pushings of your natural materialistic conditioning, which will push you in the direction of atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha and lavalyam. So consciously avoid. Why I should avoid? Because it is unfavorable for bhakti. And now that you have received the faith in bhakti, I can tell you to avoid these things. I cannot tell the ordinary materialistic people, because they don't have faith in bhakti. Now you are willing to hear that these things are pratikul for bhakti. So therefore I am telling, these are the things which are pratikul. So be conscious and try to avoid them on a day-to-day basis. And the opportunity to accumulate is there, avoid over-accumulation. And the opportunity to eat is there, avoid overeating. And the opportunity to speak is there, avoid prajalpa. And the opportunity to endeavor is there. Endeavor in such a way that it is favorable for Krishna consciousness. And don't unnecessarily reject Krishna conscious rules in the name of pragmatism or practicality. And don't accept rules for the purpose of, without by forgetting the essence. That's how Prabhupada explains Niyamagraha. And avoid non-devotee association. And don't be over greedy for material accomplishments. Best lessons. So in this way Prabhupada also explains that now that you have faith, understand that these are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness and your conditioning will push you in this direction. by utilizing your faith, try to resist. Like that he says. According to nature's arrangement, living entities lower on the evolutionary scale do not eat or collect more than necessary. Consequently, in the animal kingdom, there is generally no economic problem or scarcity of necessities. That is why if you see, when we talk of population explosion, we always talk of human population only. We never talk of tiger population or ant population or frog population, mosquito population, dogs. We never say that, you know, because according to humankind, we are the only consumers. Everyone else is meant to be consumed by us forever, like that. Consequently, in the animal kingdom, there is generally no economic problem or scarcity of necessities. If a bag of rice is placed in a public place, birds will come to eat a few grains and go away. A human being, however, will take away the whole bag. He will eat all his stomach and all his stomach can hold and try to keep the rest in storage. According to the scriptures, this is collecting of more than necessary. This collecting of more than necessary is prohibited. Now the entire world is suffering because of it. Now, बोलके 1970s में प्रभुपाद लिखा है, अभी 50 साल हो गया. Now you see what kind of suffering is going on. Collecting and eating more than necessary also causes prayas. They are connected. Because in order to keep eating more and collecting more, you have to earn more endeavor or unnecessary endeavor. By God's arrangement, anyone in any part of the world can live very peacefully if he has some land and a milk cow, milking cow. There is no need for man to move from one place to another to earn a livelihood, for one can produce food grains locally and get milk from cows.
This is an example.
This is just an example. That can solve all economic problems. Fortunately, man has been given higher intelligence for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness or the understanding of God, one's relationship with him, and the ultimate goal of life, which is love of God. Unfortunately, so-called civilized man, not caring for God realization, utilizes his intelligence for getting more than necessary and simply eat to satisfy the tongue. By God's arrangement, there is sufficient scope for the production of milk and grains for human beings all over the world. But instead of using his higher intelligence to cultivate God consciousness, so-called intelligent men misuse their intelligence to produce many unnecessary and unwanted things. So intelligence is there if you utilize it in a simple way. Then, you know, so much unnecessary endeavor can be avoided. Thus, factories, slaughterhouses, brothels and liquor shops are opened. If people are advised not to collect too many goods, eat too much or work unnecessarily to possess artificial amenities, they think they are being advised to return to a primitive way of life. They will say, oh, you think you want us to live like aborigines? Generally, people do not like to accept plain living and high thinking. That is their unfortunate position. Aborigines means? Adivasis. But Adivasis also don't live like that. Human life is meant for God realization and the human being is given higher intelligence for this purpose. Any verse you can recollect? Okay. Char log char verse bolte. Aapne kya bola? करेक्ट सिमिलर वही उसका पहला वर्स है धर्मस्य ही अपवर्गस्य नार्थो अर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य जन्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय ही स्मृतः जीवस्य तत्व जिज्ञासा कम्स इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स. Those who believe that their higher intelligence is meant to attain a higher state should follow the instructions of the Vedic literatures. By taking such instructions from higher authorities, one can actually become situated in perfect knowledge and give real meaning to life. What is Prabhupada talking about here? Of the six items. Prayas. You see, this is in line with the definition of prayas as given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthayopakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamolabhaya nisvrutaha. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. So therefore, karma prayas or jnana prayas, they should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. The first step in human civilization consists of occupational engagements performed according to the scriptural injunctions. What is Prabhupada talking about? First step is varnashram. First stage is varnashram. The higher intelligence of a human being should be trained to understand basic dharma. In human society, there are various religious conceptions characterized as Hindu, Christian, Hebrew, Mohammedan, Buddhist, and so on. For without religion, human society is no better than animal society. As stated above, dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthayopakalpate. Religion is meant for attaining emancipation and not for getting bread. Sometimes human society manufactures a system of so-called religion aimed at material advancement, but that is far from the purpose of true dharma. So basically he is explaining the varnashram dharma. Religion entails understanding the laws of God, because the proper execution of these laws ultimately leads one out of material entanglement. Which verse? Which verse? Nay, what is that verse? Atapumbir Vijashreshta Varnashtama Vibhagasha Swa Anushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. That is the true purpose of religion. Unfortunately, people accept religion for material prosperity because of atyahara or excessive desire for such prosperity. True religion, however, instructs people to be satisfied with bare necessities of life while cultivating Krishna consciousness. Even though we require economic development, true religion allows it only for supplying the bare necessities of material existence. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. The real purpose of life is to inquire about the absolute truth. If our endeavor or prayas is not to inquire about the absolute truth, we will simply increase our endeavor to satisfy our artificial needs. It may be on the platform of jnana prayas or karma prayas or materialistic prayas. A spiritual aspirant should avoid mundane endeavor. So this is about atyahara prayasa. Then Prabhupada talks about prajalpa. Another impediment is prajalpa, unnecessary talking.
Coming up, when students are studying for their degree or whatever, should we explain them?
You have to
explain when they are like going through.
Unko, you have to explain them the application. For them,
sometimes it is them and they stop studying or it just goes down. They
No, no, नहीं गलत है वो. That is wrong, wrong guidance. नहीं, I don't think so. See, it depends on. See, it's all case to case basis. So, you have to see what is their faith, faith level. उनको भक्ति में भी faith नहीं है, पढ़ाई में भी इच्छा नहीं है, तो आप बोलेंगे तो तुरंत छोड़ देगा पढ़ाई. कौन सा स्टूडेंट को पढ़ाई का पढ़ाई अच्छा लगता है? मैं गधा नहीं बनना चाहता हूँ. Correct. So at the same time, you have to tell them that, you know, as a student, your devotional service is to study nicely. Because if you don't study nicely, you don't have to go out and preach Krishna consciousness.
When they sometimes ask how to preach to our colleagues,
you tell them, do you be very sincere and very kind and very friendly, and then they will. That is preaching. So, yeah, we should not be. Unless we are willing to take full responsibility of such people, we should not be encouraging them to not study. It's very bad, actually.
I also wanted to
quit.
First year degree. I joined and quit. So reluctantly, I finished my engineering, and he told me to do master's after that. I said, why? He said, no, do it, it's good. I became a teacher.
Who was that?
A senior who guided me.
Acha.
Senior. So he preached to me and said, he was telling me to do it. I was like, my God, why? He said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. You do master's any? I said, I don't have money. He said, I'll give you the money to study. Do your master's. Engineering master's. Crazy. But then somehow I got government scholarship. The government sponsored it. And it was good because we our plan was for teaching and master's. So it worked out well.
Shubhdev Maharaj.
Shubhdev
Prabhu. बताइए ना,
बताइए. तो आसपास के जो है ना उसके वही सब लोग देख रहे हैं क्या है, उसका परफॉर्मेंस भी बहुत
पुअर
है. फिर एग्जाम आ गया, अभी कल ही एक बैनर रह गया था. तो एग्जाम आ गया तो उसको एकदम दबा दी. प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा अभी कुछ है तो पीपल स्टॉप कमिंग. यू आर द पर्सन टू ऑर्गेनाइज इट ऑल एंड मंदिर में गया एग्जाम के पहले. The future of reaching in this hospital is in your hands. And that will depend on my performance. The shock. It was a shock. Really? It was not prepared, really.
You can't get over this.
Then exceptionally scored well, I saw which is so push.
Just physician.
I leave the classroom. Hate Shankar so much. Abhi Bhaktivedan mein hai wo. Lekin uska connection hai with the Tejas. He hates him so much. सामने शंकर साहब और इधर अजय गोविंद और शंकर साहब के प्रोग्राम हो रहे अजय का कुछ रिकॉर्ड पता नहीं कुछ
कॉमन रूम
दिस इज कॉमन रूम
प्रेरणा में बताते हो ऑल ओवर बहुत सारे।